Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, November 7, 2024, 1 John.
All right, before we get started, just one reminder. This Saturday, the evangelism team will be at Child Haven. I encourage your prayers that God would prepare the hearts of all of the children and all the staff and bring by his hand of grace the ones who are supposed to be there. Pray for the evangelism team that the grace gospel is given clearly and accurately. And pray that God might use this to bring many sons into glory. That's this Saturday, November 9th. All right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the Word of God to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, we're in the last paragraph, verses 18 to 21. And in that last paragraph, we have the absolute necessity to live this unique spiritual life that is being given to us in this dispensation. Never before, the first person to ever have this was Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union at the incarnation and virgin birth in the first advent. And then it was passed on to us. It was passed on to us because the angelic conflict was going to shift gears. Satan is the ruler of planet Earth. He attacked the line of Christ all throughout the Old Testament. With the incarnation and virgin birth, he attacked Jesus Christ himself. And the Father designed the first unique spiritual life for the God-man. And then, following his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, we have the church age, and we are the body of Christ. Satan can't attack Christ. He's at the right hand of the Father. Now he attacks the body of Christ. And that's every single one of us. Never before has Satan attacked every single believer living on the earth. But he does in this dispensation because we are the body of Christ. What does that mean? We're in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. We are in an invisible war that goes on 24/7. God knew that. And that's why we have these phenomenal, unique blessings for this dispensation. Universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit. Never occurred before. Why? Because now we are the ones who are being attacked. Every one of us. Universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit is the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit, so that you can have the power to live this supernatural life, the unique spiritual life of the church age. And that's the only way you will keep from being a casualty in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. God gave us everything we need. Unique spiritual life, the filling of the Spirit, to live that unique spiritual life. And we need it. the teaching ministry of the Spirit so we can get maximum Bible doctrine in our heart. And when you have that, the filling of the Spirit and maximum Bible doctrine in your heart, you have protection. Protection against the ruler of planet Earth. Protect, and he is far, far more powerful than we are when we're outside of that spiritual life. So we have in this last paragraph, it's very, very powerful. And we're going to take you through it. And when you get done, I expect you all, you'll operate under perfect protection from the one who is ruling planet Earth right now, Satan. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that greater are you who is in us than he who is in the world. We thank you, sir, that all that we have and all that we are is because of who and what you are. And we thank you, sir, for the privilege of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. May God the Holy Spirit set this truth apart to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, the absolute necessity for living the unique spiritual life of the church age. The last paragraph. Verses 18 to 21. Now, verse 18 is made up of three parts. Principle, precedent, protection. Perfect alliteration. The principle, first of all, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, if you just read that, you know, we got people want to read through the Bible. In the ear, you got to 1 John, you read this. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. And then you say, well, I'm born of God and I sinneth not. You can see, you can get into a real mess here very quick. So, what we have is the verb oida plus the conjunction hati plus the adjective pos with the articular perfect passive participle of ganao plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of theos with the definite article plus the present active indicative of hamartano, present active indicative of hamartano with the objective negative uk. Now we're going to see oida used again and again and again in this last paragraph. And you've been here, those of you who are faithful and consistent. Oida is a very unique word. It's a frozen form in the Greek. It is a perfect tense that's used as a present tense. The verb literally means to know. It means we have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present. That's oida. The conjunction ha ti after verbs of decendi. Verbs of decendi are verbs of knowing, thinking, saying, and oida means to know. And they then it introduces an object clause, and it tells us, introduces what we know. And therefore, instead of causal, instead of translating it because, it should be correctly translated that. And then the adjective pos is used as a substantive, a noun, and correctly translated anyone. And then the verb genao. G-E-N-N-A-long-O. Genao. And literally, when the subject is a male, it means to become the father of or to beget. When the subject is a female, a woman, it means to bear. In the passive voice, which is what we have, it means to be born. Anyone who has been born. Now, genao is used in our verse figuratively, not for physical birth, but for spiritual birth, regeneration, the new birth, being born again. The articular participle is a substantival participle, and therefore it's used as a noun. Anyone who has been born again, every believer receives regeneration, spiritual birth, born again at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. So every believer receives regeneration at spiritual birth, faith in Christ. The preposition ek plus the genitive denotes origin or cause. It's correctly translated from, by the agency of, and then theos, God, and then here, hamartano, with the objective negative uk. H-A-M-A-R-T-A-N, long O. Hamartano. Hamartano, of course, is the verb to sin. Hamartia is the noun sin, personal sin. And it's in the present tense. Is, and then the objective negative, uk. And the objective negative, uk, O-U-C-H. Slams the door. It slams the door. It says, is not sinning, does not sin, is not sinning. Very dogmatic. So the corrected translation, we have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present. We know that anyone who has been born again, regeneration from God, is not sinning, does not sin. Why? At spiritual birth, because what? He is at spiritual birth. Entered into the spiritual life. He is indwelt and filled with the Spirit at the moment of salvation, faith in Jesus Christ. So at spiritual birth, regeneration, we are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit. We're entered into this unique spiritual life right from the get-go. And while we're in that spiritual life, while we're filled with the Spirit, you are not sinning. There, you cannot. It's impossible for you to sin while you're in the spiritual life and while you're filled with the Spirit. You have to use your volition and go outside of the spiritual life to sin. But while you're in the spiritual life, while you're filled with the Spirit, you are not sinning. The spiritual life is the place for purity. So, one. What John is teaching in our verse, 1 John 5:18, he is picking up what he already taught back in chapter 3. John already taught about this back in chapter 3, 1 John 3, verse 9. 1 John 3, verse 9 says, anyone who is born of God, spiritual birth, regeneration, you see, picking up the same thing what he's teaching now. Anyone who is born of God, spiritual birth, regeneration, he is not sinning because the seed of God, God the Holy Spirit, abides in him. He's living the unique spiritual life. And he is not able to sin because he has been born of God, living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. So what he was teaching in 1 John 3, he's picking that up now in 1 John 5, verse 18. 2, at salvation, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the church age believer is indwelt and filled with the Spirit, and he's entered into the unique spiritual life of the church age. So at salvation, spiritual birth, regeneration, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the church age believer is indwelt and filled with the Spirit and entered into the unique spiritual life of the church age. Now he's living in that unique spiritual life. Point 3, the spiritual life is the place of purity. You are not sinning when you are living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. The spiritual life is the place of purity. You are not sinning when you are living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. 4. The church age believer begins the Christian life where the Lord Jesus Christ began his incarnation and virgin birth. And we have a precedent. That's the second part of verse 18. First of all is the principle. And the second part of verse 18 is the precedent. And the precedent is Jesus Christ. So the church age believer begins the Christian life where the Lord Jesus Christ began his incarnation and virgin birth. 5, at the moment of the virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ also entered the unique spiritual life and was filled with the Spirit from physical birth. From the moment of physical birth, forever. He never sinned one time. So at the moment of the virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ also entered the unique spiritual life that the Father created for him and was filled with the Spirit from the moment of physical birth. 6, at the moment we are born again, spiritual birth, regeneration, we also are entered into our unique spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. So at the moment we are born again, spiritual birth, regeneration, we also are entered into our unique spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. at that instant of regeneration. 7. Therefore, inside the spiritual life, the filling of the Spirit, the believer is not sinning. Inside the spiritual life, the filling of the Spirit, the believer is not sinning. 8. It is the will of God that we start out in the unique spiritual life of the church age, filled with the Spirit. That's the plan of God. That's the will of God for the royal family of God and this fantastic dispensation we live in, the church age. It's the will of God. It's the plan of God that we start out in the unique spiritual life of the church age, filled with the Spirit. Nine. After salvation, there will be times when the believer makes bad decisions to say yes to temptations from the sin nature and sin. After salvation, there will be times when the believer makes bad decisions to say yes to temptations from the sin nature and sin. Ten. But at salvation, the believer is in the spiritual life and filled with the Spirit, and he is not sinning. The fruit of the Spirit is not sinning. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. Notice the fruit of the Spirit is not sinning. Human good, evil. 11. In order to sin after salvation, the believer must leave the spiritual life. In order to sin after salvation, the believer must leave the spiritual life and leave the filling of the Spirit. And he does this by making the bad decision to say yes to temptation from the sin nature. In order to sin after salvation, the believer must leave the spiritual life, leave the filling of the Spirit, and he does this by making the bad decision to say yes to temptation from the sin nature. 12. The bad decision to say yes to temptation and sin results in ejection from the spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. The bad decision to say yes to temptation and sin results in ejection from the spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. Thirteen. Now you're not in the spiritual life. Now you're living in Satan's cosmic system. And now you're not filled with the Spirit. Now you're grieving the Spirit and or quenching the Spirit. So now you're living in Satan's cosmic system. You're not in living in the spiritual life. Now you are not grieving. Now you are not filled with the Spirit. You're grieving the Spirit and quenching the Spirit. 14. The old sin nature is the origin of temptation from the lust patterns But your own volition is the origin of sin. The old sin nature is the origin of temptation from the lust patterns, but your own volition is the origin of sin. The believer, the church age believer, is not sinning when he's living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. And that is the principle of verse 18. That's the principle. The believer is not sinning when he is living the spiritual life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. And that's the principle. And next, we have the precedent. That's part two. So let's get the corrected translation of the principle. We have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now. We know that anyone who has been born from God, regeneration, spiritual birth, is not sinning. You're not sinning in the spiritual life. You're not sinning from the filling of the Spirit. And now we have part two of 1 John 5:18, and that is the precedent. And the precedent was established by the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that is begotten of God. This is the conjunction Allah plus the articular aorist passive participle of ganao plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of theos with the definite article. The conjunction Allah. A-L-L-A. Sometimes it's a contrast that means but. However, other times it's used in the emphatic sense, and that's how it's used here, and it's correctly translated, in fact. And then we have the articular participle, once again, of ganao. Again, it's a substantival participle. Therefore, it functions as a noun and is translated the one who was born. But this time, the one who was born refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is our precedent. He is our role model. The Lord Jesus Christ paved the way, demonstrating living the spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit. And then ek plus the genitive singular of theos, of God, from God, by God. One, this is the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. The very first spiritual life ever given was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father planned it because the Lord Jesus Christ had to humble himself and take on true humanity, the hypostatic union, undiminished deity, true humanity, united in one person forever. So this is the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. Two, the Lord Jesus Christ established the precedent for the spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. There was no spiritual life before this. There was in the Old Testament the endowment of the Spirit, but no filling of the Spirit. There was no universal indwelling of the Spirit. There was no filling of the Spirit. There was no spiritual life until the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ established the precedent for the spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. Three, the Lord Jesus Christ was born into the very first spiritual life. He was born into physical birth, virgin birth, At his incarnation and virgin birth, he was born into the very first spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit occurred immediately, and he was, his entire life in the first advent, he was filled with the Spirit 100% of the time. If he had sinned one time, we'd have no salvation. If Jesus Christ commits one sin, he's not qualified to go to the cross. He had to be impeccable, sinless perfection. And he was. And that's why the Father designed that unique spiritual life for the Son and the filling of the Spirit. And Jesus Christ operated by the filling of the Spirit 100% of the time. He was impeccable, sinless perfection. Four, and therefore, with Jesus Christ as our precedent, we are obligated to live the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ live the spiritual life. Therefore, we are obligated to live the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. And John taught this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. The one who claims to meno, to abide in him, in Christ, is obligated also to keep on walking, to keep on living the spiritual life, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, lived the spiritual life, walked and lived the spiritual life. So the one who claims to abide in him, in Christ, is obligated to keep on living the spiritual life, walking, living the spiritual life, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked and lived the spiritual life. There is the precedence. So now we've had principle and precedence, corrected translation. We have learned Bible doctrine in the past, with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present. We know that anyone who has been born from God is not sinning. He's in the spiritual life. He's filled with the Spirit. In fact, the one who was born from God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the precedent. Now we have part three of 1 John 5:18, and that is the protection. Why did God design this? To protect us because we are in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. Satan's attack is on you and you and you and you and you and you, you who are awake and you who are sleeping. His attack is on all of you. Every single one. And therefore, God designed this, the Father designed this, for your protection. Now we have the protection, part three. King James says, and this is a terrible translation, keepeth himself. I want you to know there is no himself. Himself is heautu, and there's no heautu. What we have here is autos, not heautu. So, wrong. It doesn't say keepeth himself, but anyway, we'll start with the King James. Keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Protection! Why have we been given this? To protect us in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. So, God's given you the protection. If you make the bad decisions, to get outside of that protection, get in Satan's cosmic system, you'll be a casualty. And you just look around. Most Christians are casualties. They have no protection. Why? They're not living in the spiritual life. They're living in Satan's cosmic system. They have no protection. They have no filling of the Spirit. They're grieving the Spirit and quenching the Spirit. They have no protection. And so they're casualties. Now, there's no reason for any of you to be a casualty. Live the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, and you'll be a winner, victorious. So we have the present active indicative of tereo with the accusative singular of autos, plus the conjunction kai with the nominative singular of poneros with the definite article, plus the present passive indicative of hapto with the objective negative ouk, plus the genitive singular of autos. Not heautu, autos. All right. Tereo. T, long E, R, E, long O. Tereo. A couple of things. First of all, tereo means to keep or to watch over or to guard someone. To keep, to watch over, to guard someone. Point two. Second, tereo means to protect, to keep unharmed, to protect, to keep unharmed. Three, the Lord Jesus Christ protects and guards autos, him. And point four, autos him is all believers living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ protects and guards autos, not heautu, not himself, but autos him. Point four, autos him is all believers living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. Five, the Lord Jesus Christ's provision of the spiritual life and the indwelling and filling of the Spirit provides protection. The conjunction chi is connective chi and translated and. And what are you being protected from? You're being protected from poneros. P-O-N long E-R-O-S. Poneros. Now, a couple of things on poneros. Poneros is an adjective, and when it functions as an adjective, it doesn't function as an adjective here. When you add the definite article, it becomes a noun. But anyway, when it's an adjective, it means wicked, evil, bad, base, worthless, vicious, degenerate, when it functions as an adjective. However, point two, When you have the definite article placed with poneros, which is what we have in our verse, now it's no longer an adjective, now it is a substantive, now it is a noun. And it means, it can be the evil intention person, it can mean evil doer, it can mean the evil one. And that's what it means, the evil one. So three, in our verse, the evil one, refer specifically to the devil, to Satan. The evil one is Satan, the devil. The one who is ruling planet Earth. The one who is controlling. He controls all the unbelievers. They're all slaves to Satan as the ruler of this world. And unfortunately today, he controls most believers because they are living in his cosmic system. He designed this to rule everyone on this earth. A cosmic system, a cosmos. So in our verse, the evil one refers specifically to the devil or Satan. For this is emphasizing Satan as the inventor of the cosmic system. He's the one who invented the cosmic system. He's the expert on arrogance and hatred. And he invented the cosmic system to rule planet Earth. Everyone living here with cosmic one, interlocking systems of arrogance, and cosmic two, interlocking systems of hatred. Five, when the believer is living the spiritual life, by the power of the filling of the Spirit and maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, then the evil one, Satan, cannot hopto him. Cannot hopto him. That's the next verb we're going to look at. When the believer is living inside that spiritual life, by the power of the filling of the Spirit, and the filling of the Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of the Spirit results in maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, then the evil one, Satan, cannot hopto him. H-A-P-T long O. Hopto. Cannot hopto him. So a couple of things on hopto. First of all, in the active voice, hopto means to light or to kindle. It was used to light or start a fire. That's in the active voice. To light or kindle or start a fire. Point two, in the middle voice, which is what we have, it means to touch, it means to take hold of, it means to hold someone or something in the middle voice. Three, now, Arnton Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 102, says that in our verse, hopto means to touch for the purpose of harming someone. To touch for the purpose of harming someone. To injure someone. So A and G on page 102 says in our verse it means to touch for the purpose of harming someone, to injure someone. Four. When the believer is living the spiritual life by the grace and power of God, the filling of the Spirit, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, and getting maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, then Satan cannot harm him. Then Satan cannot harm him. That's why the Father, yeah, he knew all this. And that's why he gave us this unique spiritual life for this dispensation, for the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. 5, when you are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you are not in Satan's cosmic system. When you are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you are not in Satan's cosmic system. You're not in cosmic one, interlocking systems of arrogance. You're not in cosmic two, interlocking systems of hatred. 6, therefore, you are protected from the evil one. Therefore, you are protected from the evil one. Seven, greater is he who is in you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, the evil one, Satan. Greater is he who is in you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, the evil one, Satan. And the objective negative ook slams the door. The evil one, Satan, cannot harm him. The intensive pronoun autos is used for the third person personal pronoun and is correctly translated him. So here we have principle, precedence, protection. Corrected translation. We have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present. We know that anyone who has been born from God, regeneration, spiritual birth, the moment of faith in Christ, principle, is not sinning. He's in the spiritual life. He's filled with the Spirit. He is not sinning. In fact, the one who was born from God, the precedence, the Lord Jesus Christ, guards and protects him. All believers living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit. And the evil one, Satan, cannot harm him. Protection. Principle, precedent, protection. 1 John 5:18. Now we go right on. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God. Here we have our old friend again, oida. Oida plus the conjunction hati plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of theos with the definite article plus the present active indicative of ame. Once again, oida, frozen form, a perfect use of the present. It means to know. We've learned doctrine in the past with the result that we know doctrine now in the present. And hati, after a verb like oida, a verb of decendi, to know, then it introduces an object clause. It tells us what we know. And it's correctly translated that. We know that. And then the to-be verb, ame, we know that we are. And then the preposition, ek, denotes origin or cause. It's used to denote birth. In our verse, it is putting the spotlight on regeneration, the new birth, being born again. John is continuing what he was teaching in verse 18. So we have, and then the object of the preposition ek plus the genitive singular of theos, God. So it sort of sounds like this. We have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now. We know that we are of God, spiritual birth, regeneration. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. This is the conjunction chi. plus the nominative singular of cosmos with a definite article modified by the adjective holos, plus the present active indicative of kemi, plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of poneros, once again with the definite article. Conjunction chi is connective, correctly translated and. And then we have ha cosmos holos. Ha cosmos holos. The definite article ha. And then cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. And then the adjective holos, H-O-L-O-S. Ha cosmos holos. Holos is an adjective. It modifies cosmos. So a couple of things. One, holos means whole, entire, complete. Whole, and it, you know, kind of onomatopoetic. Holos means whole. Whole, entire, complete. Two, cosmos literally means adornment or adorning. And it was used literally of a woman getting herself all slicked up. External adorning. Three, cosmos comes from the Greek verb cosmeo. That ought to sound familiar. Cosmeo, K-O-S-M-E, long O, cosmeo. And cosmeo means to put in order. To put in order, to adorn, to decorate. And it's from this verb, cosmeo, we get our English word cosmetics. And I tell you, I'm all for cosmetics. You ladies, put everything in order and get yourself all decked out. We have a few restaurants we really like to go to, and we go to them again and again. And we know the waiters and we know the waitresses. Well, there's one little restaurant we like to go to, and there's only a couple of ladies there that work as waitresses. And one of the waitresses, which we knew, she put herself in order. She got the cosmetics out, and I mean, I didn't recognize her. So she came by our table. I said, "What's your name?" And she said her name. I go, "Oh, my God." I thought it was a totally different person. She put everything in order. I told Deb, she must have a boyfriend. She's getting everything all slicked up. Lots of cosmetoing, lot of decorating. So I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say, "You look beautiful now. You didn't look that way before," you know. I didn't know she might poison my food, you know. Four, cosmos refers to the world and everything that belongs to it. Cosmos refers to the world and everything that belongs to it. Five, it refers to that which is at enmity with God, wholly at odds to God, in opposition to God. It refers to that which is in opposition to God. Six, it refers to the entire world under the control of the evil one, Satan. It refers to the entire world under the control of the evil one, Satan. Seven, Satan has invented the cosmos, the cosmic system. why he designed it to have the entire world under his control. Satan has invented the cosmos, the cosmic system, to have the entire world under his control. Eight, Satan is the ruler of this world. He is the ruler of this world, and nine, he rules the world by his cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And then we have Kemai. Looks like that in the Greek, K-E-I-M-A-I, Kemai. And Kemai literally means to recline, to lie down, to recline. Figuratively, which is how it's used in our verse, it means to find oneself in a certain state or condition. The preposition and tells us, and Arnt and Gingrich, pages 258 and 259, tells us that the preposition and indicates a very close connection. It means to be gripped by something. In our verse, 1 John 5:19, it means to be in the power of the evil one, to be under the control of the evil one. So, Kemai plus the preposition N tells us to be in the power of the evil one, to be under the control of the evil one. And then we have poneros with the definite article. And when you add the definite article, the adjective becomes a noun. The evil one, the devil, Satan. We have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now. We know that we are of God, spiritual birth, regeneration. And we know that the entire world lies in the control of the evil one, Satan. And we know that the entire world lies in the control of the evil one, Satan. Now, I need to pull this together, and we'll do that next week. But I want you to, again, in 1 John 2, John taught about this. 1 John 2, verse 15, starting at verse 15. 1 John 2, verse 15. A mandate. Stop loving the world. Stop loving the cosmos. Stop loving the cosmic system. Nor the things in the cosmic system. If anyone keeps on loving the cosmos, the cosmic system, then the love of God, virtue love, absolutely is not in him. Absolutely has not been brought to completion in his heart. 1 John 2:5. Because, verse 16, everything that is in the cosmos, the cosmic system, the lust from the flesh, the lust patterns of the sin nature, and the lust from the eyes, and the arrogant manner of life, absolutely is not from the Father, God the Father, but is from the cosmos, the cosmic system. In fact, the cosmos, the cosmic system, is passing away, and all its lusts. But The one who does the will of God abides forever. So he taught about this in 1 John 2:15 to 17, and now he's giving us, relating it to the unique spiritual life and protection. Protection for you is in living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, the power of the teaching ministry of the Spirit, getting maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. When you're in that spiritual life, filled with the Spirit, maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart, then he cannot touch you, cannot harm you. We have learned doctrine in the past with the result that we know doctrine now. We know that we are of God, regeneration, and the entire world lies in the control of the evil one, Satan. The end of verse 18, and the evil one, Satan, cannot harm him. Protection. Well, we have this because we're in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. God has graced us out and given us this special spiritual life, the indwelling and filling of the Spirit, because the attack's on us. No problem. Live the spiritual life by the filling of the Spirit, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, and Satan, you're protected from Satan. He cannot harm you. It's only when you make bad decisions to get out of fellowship with God, and then he will harm you. You'll be a casualty. And it's sad. I've been here in some way, I think, too long. And I've seen believers that ought to know better make bad decisions and get out of the spiritual life and into Satan's cosmic system. And they are crashing and burning. And they're believers in Jesus Christ. They are believers that have been under great Bible teachers, doctrinal Bible teachers. At one time, learning and believing the grace and truth of the Word of God. But then, somewhere along the line, reacting, making bad decisions, getting out of fellowship with God, getting in Satan's cosmic system. And for a faithful communicator, it breaks your heart. But here's the answer. Here's the protection. So we have learned doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now. We know that anyone who has been born of God is not sinning. You're in the spiritual life. You're filled with the Spirit. That's the principle. In fact, the one who was born of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, here's the precedent, the Lord Jesus Christ, guards and protects him. All believers living the spiritual life, and the evil one, Satan, cannot harm him. Protection. We have learned doctrine in the past with the result that we know doctrine now. We know that we are of God, spiritual birth, regeneration, and that the entire world lies in the control of the evil one, Satan. All right. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the absolute truth of your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these truths become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives as we make those good decisions to live the spiritual life by the power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.